Praise be Jesus and Mary. It can be a little bit hard living in the world to not take on the mentality of the world. To obey God is seen in our world as enslaving, it's a deprivation of freedom, whereas to sin is an assurance of liberty. That option of infidelity is an assurance that we're actually free and in control of ourselves. Whereas our Lord says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin." So it's difficult not to take on that mentality, even if unconsciously. Pope Francis recently spoke about this lack of fidelity, lack of commitment before God. And in his existential language, he used the analogy of us always wanting to have a little side door. And whatever we commit to with God, we want to have just that little side door, an option of infidelity to be sure that we're free, we're not shackled. Pope Benedict XVI, before him, captured it very well. In a homily of his, he says, "We have a lurking suspicion that a person who does not sin must really be basically boring, and that something is missing from his life. The dramatic dimension of being autonomous, that the freedom to say no, to descend into the shadows of sin, and to want to do things on one's own is part of being truly human, we think. That we should put this freedom to the test, even in opposition to God, in order to become, in reality, fully ourselves. In a word, we think that evil is basically good. We think that we need it, at least a little bit, in order to experience the fullness of being. We think that a little bargaining with evil, keeping for oneself a little freedom against God, is basically a good thing, perhaps even necessary." Living in the world, it's difficult not to imbibe this mentality. But when we sin, as our Lord says, we actually are all the opposite of being autonomous. Because unless we're willing to trust the infinite love of God for us, then we always enclose ourselves within finite limits of our fears, of our weaknesses, of our comfort zone, whatever the limits are that we impose upon ourselves. We can't ever go out of them unless we're willing to trust God fully in His will for us. We are ruled and governed by the limits we set for ourselves, whatever these might be. And sometimes it's, for some people, sometimes it's just simply the limits of animal instincts that govern them, that are the boundaries of their whole lives. They can't ever go out of them. They're slaves. And in that homily that we cited, the Pope then goes on and gives Our Lady, because free from sin, as the example of perfect freedom. He says, "Mary stands before us as a sign of comfort, encouragement, and hope. She turns to us saying, 'Have the courage to dare with God. Do not be afraid of Him. Commit yourselves to God, and you will see that it is precisely by doing so that your life will become broad and light, not boring, but filled with infinite surprises. For God's infinite goodness is never depleted.'" Our Lady, example of freedom, and if you just allow me to recycle an example that I recently used, just to conclude. Had Our Lady, just speculatively for the sake of rhetoric here, had Our Lady opposed herself to the will of God and not accepted the gift of maternity, she might have kept her virginity, but again, would not have received the gift of maternity. She would have stayed within the limits she imposed upon herself, for whatever reason. But what did Our Lady do? She trusted God fully. She submitted to His holy will. And there she found freedom. Why? Because what happened? Not only did Our Lord not take anything away from Our Lady, she kept her virginity, but this God of surprises, infinite surprises, bestowed upon her an even greater gift, that of maternity. He didn't disappoint. He He didn't make her life boring. He didn't enslave her. He exceeded her expectations, and infinitely so. Let's imitate Our Lady, being fully obedient to God's will. Let's let God surprise us too. And like Our Lady, we'll notice that we'll never be disappointed. Our hopes will never be frustrated, but infinitely exceeded. And in this we'll find true freedom. Praised be Jesus and Mary.